Hey, hey, happy day. I'm outside in the bird singing and life is great, right? But I was looking at a whole bunch of student stuff on television just last night, and I noticed a swell of action, swell of activity with regards to socialism. Students are buying into it, and I gotta say, socialism is like a tornado that's building up and heading towards a trailer park. It can't end well. And people need to pay attention, all these student people. Good grief, where were the parents years ago? Hey. But maybe they'll all get fixed by the time they're older. Hopefully the countries can survive until then. The 99-cent store in California, they've closed almost 300 stores because they said, hey, Newsom, and all you other commie guys, you screwed it up for us. You brought in all these minimum wages and all these new taxes and different things, and we can't afford to be in business. And businesses are closing when governments interfere. That's what they do all of the time. They're always looking for a solution that there's not even a problem, right? And that's what's happening. And it's a sad thing because there's so many kids now sitting at home. They don't have jobs, not just kids, of course, but a lot of kids, a lot of people. I'm jumping here in a whole bunch of topics because I'm wound up. I got, these birds are wound up as well. I mean, I get wound up with this liberal thing that's going on all the time. And schools, look what they're doing to our kids in schools. I mean, that's incredible stuff. But there's a new group. They're doing a fantastic job. They're based out of, originated at least, out of Florida, kind of based there, but they're growing in a lot of different states and heading towards other countries. It's called Moms for Liberty, momsforliberty.org. Hey, that's worth a look, because when you look at all the stuff that's happening, and kids in school end up being those kids in university who getting this left-wing stuff thrown at them all the time. So it's nice to know that there are independent groups working on preventing a lot of this wonky stuff. You know, the other day in California, of course, I was out riding a bike and went to the restroom, and here's the signage. I mean, it's just so typical, all gender. I mean, there's a picture of a male, picture of a female, and then the wordage said all gender. I mean, it's always confusing to me and women. I've spoken to many of them. They say, we don't want to go to these mixed bathrooms. We want a woman's bathroom. Like the old days, what happened? And men say the same. Women, they'll say, men are pigs and we want our own place. All gender. I mean, if you're really hung up on that, all you left-wing whacks, why don't you just put up one sign, one word that says bathroom? Oh, too easy? I guess, because then they don't get to talk about their gender confusion. And now, Boston City, Walgreens, the great big drugstore, they've closed some stores there. And it so happens that the areas that the stores were located in were primarily black or Hispanic people. And so now, of course, city councilors and others, all the ones that are in minority groups, and some white people too, are saying, that's prejudice. How dare you do that? I know of places where they've closed stores where 98% of the people around the store are white. I've never heard that before about being prejudiced with white people. Stupid stuff. Maybe it's just about business. Duh. It's because there's so much theft and different things, and I don't know, business things change, and they wanted to close their store. Kind of is a free market, hopefully. Boy, oh boy, the armed citizen. It's impossible. I'm talking now about criminals. It's impossible to plan for the armed citizen. There's all kinds of different numbers because of constitutional carry now in more than half of the states in the U.S. of A. You don't know who's carrying. There's no measure any longer with regards to, you know, tracking the permits that are issued. So some say there's upwards to 50 million people or more, good citizens, that are carrying firearms. So you have to plan for that now. How do you plan for that? If you're a bad guy, you're going to go into a place and rob a place or do something. You've got now to deal with the armed citizen. I think that's a darn good thing, because good people, they don't do bad things, California. Still jumping here, having a great time jumping around. Keep up, please, California. They're always fighting. The government now is always going after gun people. I don't get it. Nobody gets it, but that's what they do. With regards to ammo, I'm dizzy. I mean, I never know if it's, you know, if I can go buy ammo or not. They came along with, you have to pass a background check. I already have one. I have a gun license called blah, blah. Oh, doesn't matter. You have got to stand in line for a couple hours and do another background check when you want to buy ammo. And then that gets overturned. There's injunctions, and then it goes back, and then it goes forth, and it's very confusing. Hopefully it'll get sorted out. The CRPA and California Rifle and Pistol Association and other organizations in California are always pushing at that, and hopefully they will get it fixed. Canada, Saw a little joke the other day I wanted to share with you. There was a picture of the Prime Minister of Canada sitting with a reporter, and the reporter said to him, "What's your favorite lie that you ever told the public so far?" The Prime Minister looked at him and said, "I don't lie." The announcer said, "That's my favorite too." Interesting. The budget in Canada came out the other day. It's your typical commie budget. It's unbelievable. It's just totally crazy. These people couldn't manage a two-person barbecue. And just prior to the budget, they came up with this new thing. It's called the Canadian Renters Bill of Rights. And if you're a landlord, they're doing all they can, British Columbia and all these other provinces and working with Canada, all they can to make sure that landlords, you know, have a hard time. They've now put $15 million into a fund that will help tenants sue the landlords. Who wants to be a landlord? I'm a landlord. It's painful. I mean, and now with this, you have to register to be a landlord. And if somebody rents your place, you have to give them the entire history of the place. I got a building that was built in 1963. And here's all the people who rented it since then, and here's the amounts of rent that they paid. Craziness, but left-wingism is craziness. Hey, y'all, come back. See ya.